Thank you. John's a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music. We used to play the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night. Of a Saturday night. And then we'd climb aboard that old bus that Bill had that used to belong to Ernest Tubbs. He called him Ernest Tubbs, even though his name was Ernest Tubb. I'll tell you what he called me. We got aboard that old bus called the Bluegrass Breakdown, and we'd ride on through the night up to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. We'd be looking for that sign that said Gnawbone, Indiana. We knew we'd be getting close. And I often drove that bus, and often as not, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name, and we were stranded on the highway. Up there near Horse Caves, Kentucky, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. Stranded on the highway watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east. And when you stand next to the father of sunrise at Bluegrass moment, when you stand next to the father of bluegrass at sunrise,
yeah, whatever.
I like the other way better. You stand next to the father of sunrise at Bluegrass.
Yeah, they know what you mean.
You can hear, you can hear what he calls the ancient tones. And he walked up to me, he said, Pete Rhomes. He always called me plural. Listen good to this and don't you forget it, boy. He sang this melody. Excuse me, sir. Leave her alone. Bill Monroe said, listen good to this, Pete Rhomes, and don't you ever forget it. And he sang this melody. We want to play it for you now. It's a song I helped to write with him called The Walls of Time.